1620-94.5 WTAW. Changes as a result of Brazos County's population topping 200,000 in the 2020 census includes a reduction in federal funding for Brazos Transit District buses in Brazos County. The director of what's been known as the Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization, Dan Rudge, notified the Bryan and College Station City Councils last month about the transition to what will be now called the BCS Transportation Management Area. Here are some of the comments Dan Rudge shared during the College Station Council's June 12th meeting about the relationship going forward with the Transportation Management Area in the city's Brazos County and the Brazos Transit District.
Transitioning to a transportation management area, really for those of you that have not really worked with an MPO before, MPOs are required in metropolitan areas that are larger than 50,000. TMAs are in urbanized areas with populations greater than 200,000. We learned on the last working day of December that according to the Census Bureau, we had gone over the 200,000 population threshold. And last week, Federal Register notice was posted announcing that Bryan College Station was in fact now a transportation management area. So we just learned last week that that was something new. Transportation management areas are still MPOs. They just have additional requirements attached to them. And as we'll learn, the biggest impact really is on the transit operations locally. Brazos Transit District will be added to the MPO Policy Board. And so what we are doing right now with the Technical Advisory Committee is going through a lot of the questions that are related to what does adding BTD do to the policy board composition? What does that look like? Do we need to make some additional changes? But also looking at some other things. The big one in our case is the funding aspect of this. When you are in an urbanized area below 200,000, you get an allocation of what's called Section 5307 funds, which are commonly called operating assistance. When you're under 200,000, you can use 100% of that for actual operations. When you go over 200,000, you can only use 75% of that for operations, and you have to use it for other things that falls under operating assistance, like preventive maintenance or bus facilities and structures. The other change is that when you're under 200,000, it's just based solely on population and population density. When you go over 200,000, they add revenue vehicle miles and bus passenger miles. And the big impact on the city of College Station is that this is the actual 2022 budget. In 2022, Brazos Transit District had an operating expense of about $5.8 million. They received $3 million in 5307 money. They got an in-kind match from the Texas A&M Transit Services, Transportation Services, for $2 million. They generated about $212,000 in fare box revenue. Keep in mind that this was during COVID when they couldn't, and they're still in the process of working back through that, where they couldn't actually collect fares because there wasn't a sanitary way to do that. We also saw a slight increase in ridership when we went to the low fare. And then the state funds would be about $1.2 million was what they received from the state. So they actually had a surplus of a little over $800,000 for this operating year.
You're listening to comments from Dan Rudds, the director of what was the BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization, which is renamed the BCS Transportation Management Area, and what will be required from the Twin Cities and Brazos County to maintain current funding of the Brazos Transit District.
Moving to BTD into a large system, which means they'll be categorized exactly like the large systems in Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, and Houston. We've made an estimate on how much the 5307 money would come in, so we've reduced that down to 75%. Worst case scenario, we also think that the state funds will be reduced about 60%, which means the local match would be around $690,000 on an annual basis. The other number that we've received is that it could be a 40% reduction, which means that the local match would be about $451,000 on an annual basis. So again, Technical Advisory Committee is working through how we come up with that local match. Who's going to participate? And then some of the other questions we're working through is, do we want a separate BTD board just for Brazos County operations? And if we do, what kind of composition do we want to have with that? Currently, the bus system runs on an hour-long headway. Is that the kind of system that we think is appropriate for City of College Station, City of Bryan moving forward? And if so, how do we make changes and how do we fund that? And then the last question, which we have to work through, is how does each community come up with the local match? There's a variety of different ways you can slice the pie. You can do it 50-50. You can do it 33-33-33, depending on if the county participates. Some do revenue miles. Some do route miles. Some do seat miles. It's just a variety of different ways that that pie can be cut up. So the technical advisory committee is trying to come up with a recommendation for that.
Two members of the College Station City Council had questions about future funding of the Brazos Transit District in Brazos County. First from Councilman Bob Yancey.
So basically, the bigger you get, the more you're on your own.
Correct. So Brazos Transit District is a smaller system. They have fewer than 75 buses. So they're still allowed to use 75% of the 5307 funds for operating. If they had gone over 75 buses, then it would be zero. So the bigger your bus system gets, the less you get from the federal government for operating assistance.
Another College Station City Council member with questions regarding local operations of the Brazos Transit District in Brazos County was Elizabeth Kuna.
Do those 75 buses, is that just in Brazos County, or does that include their other counties?
Yes, just in Brazos County.
Category 7 mobility funds, can those not be applied to BTD? I noticed you said Category 7 was mobility funds.
Yes. So those can be for specific transportation transit projects,
Okay. Not
necessarily operating assistance.
I see. Thank you so much. And then can you tell me who's on the TAC? Who is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. The Technical Advisory Committee is made up of representatives from each one of the jurisdictions, our staff. Jason is the representative from City of College Station on the Technical Advisory Committee. Our chair is Paul Casper, who is the city engineer for the City of Bryan. We also have Doug Marino from TxDOT is on there. Prathana, who is the county traffic engineer, is on the Technical Advisory Committee. And Joe Marlowe with Brazos Transit District is on that committee.
And TTI. And Texas A&M TTI.
And Texas A&M has a representative. Currently, they use TTI to serve on the Technical Advisory Committee, and that person is Deb Albert, who we like to say is the new and improved Tim Lomax.
Closing comments about the future operations of the Brazos Transit District in Brazos County came from College Station Mayor John Nichols.
We wish you the best on that.
Thank you.
We're
waiting for the whiplashes to come.
And we will certainly take under advisement in our planning and budgeting on behalf of the City of College Station the things that we'll be called upon to do. And I do remember we need to come up with 5 names for that oversight committee on the grant. Thank you for everything you do. I must say, I worked with Mr. Rudge for a long time, and I don't think there's any better executive director at MPO in the country. He does a fantastic job. So
thank you.
You're usually 2 or 3 steps ahead of the state and the feds. and so we're at least a step or two ahead when we get to these decisions.
Comments from the June 12th College Station City Council meeting about future operations of the Brazos Transit District due to reduced federal funding as a result of Brazos County's population exceeding 200,000. That's a 1620 94.5 WTAW.